Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Dodie.
Wow. We waited so you didn't cough.
I cough on it. It's a random thing my body does. Just
sweet.
Like my farts and burps and growls.
Lord in heaven, you never growl.
I growl in my sleep.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought that was just snoring.
I go like, rrr.
How do you know that? You're sleeping.
I record myself.
You do not.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, get ready for fucking next week's episode of I Can't Read.
Just a live recording.
Yeah, I've been sleeping for 8 hours straight. Speaking of recordings that'll go up, we recorded an episode of the first installment of Marvel Madness on Wednesday.
Ooh, I did a focus group with one person, and they sounded very interested in the idea.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, so the focus group came out on top.
Yeah, Chiwu is all for it.
We don't need to drop names.
Well,
let me pick
I'm just
that
saying,
up for
like,
you
know who he is. It's not like it's a random, you know, homeless person on the street.
Could have been.
They have little credit.
Little cred.
Little street cred. He's not just a random fucking...
He's got a home.
Yeah. He's got indoor flowers. He's pretty established.
So, for the month of March, if you subscribe to this podcast, you will be tricked into a download. And it'll be called ECR and then Marvel Madness and then the episode that it is. The first one, I think, will be going up this coming Saturday. So, if you're listening to this on Sunday, then the following Saturday it'll come out probably.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do midweek. I'm not sure.
Prep your buttholes.
But
for that one.
So basically, we went through the whole first episode is us figuring out what we were going to do.
Oh yeah, it's just chit chatty bullshit and arguing,
naming all the movies and stuff like that. Josie,
it's probably the most confusion we've ever recorded.
Maybe, but I think it comes out all right. But Josie recorded it, and we went through all the Marvel movies, and then picked the ones that we wanted to watch and rate, and then so we'll probably do like 3-ish episodes. And they're categorically based off of a worth of 1 through 5. And I believe what are the criteria that we have here, Tone?
Yeah, there's 3 categories
that,
on a rating scale.
On how we rate it, and then we take the average, then whoever wins moves on to the next round. So it's a play on March Madness.
For all our b-ball fans.
So Tony's category is Special FX. My category is charmingness, and Josie's category is plot. So those would be the 3 things that we're rating this on, and please tweet us at EYECANTREAD with your thoughts on the movies that got kicked, like Iron Man 3, spoilers, that one got kicked off, fucking bunch of bitches that I...
No, spoilers again, we totally give you an in to pass it back in, and you deny the...
I don't need your fucking handouts.
You deny the trade.
I don't need a handout.
Because there were some that we automatically disqualified, and I was like, trade it to one of those that you would want out instead.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyway, so look forward to that in the coming weeks. It should be a good time. All right, so, Tony, did you hear that Avengers Infinity War.
Wow, what a fan. What a big fan.
Was moved to April 27th.
Yeah, pushing it up. They're like, it's so ready.
Yeah, well, I think it's because Solo comes out May 25th, I want to say.
What does?
Solo, the Han Solo movie?
For fucking real?
You didn't know that?
I thought it was like fucking like December.
December like they usually are? No, yeah, Solo comes out at the end of May.
In 3 months.
No, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then April 27th will be the Infinity War.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and
they want to give people a good month to go see their movie.
And Deadpool 2 comes out May 17th.
Oh, that's a bad time.
That's a huge month. Well, if I'm not mistaken, the Fox merger with Disney has already happened, so technically they already own the property.
Oh,
for
it's just they're
Deadpool.
Doubling down.
Yeah,
all their
tripling
goods.
Down really, because they have Infinity War, Deadpool 2, and Solo coming out.
Lord in heaven.
Yeah, so it was supposed to be all in May too. Anyways, so
like, since we run the movie planet, we're gonna stretch our shit out.
Not even. We're just gonna block it all right here.
Well,
here you go.
They pushed it into April for.
They wanted to give it 3 weeks before Deadpool came out, so they could have 3 weeks of just people watching Infinity War, because it's probably going to be the sickest movie ever.
Your
made.
Butthole's going to be so packed.
Oh, Lord in heaven, is it? Yeah, and I guess when tweeted, it was like a conversation between Robert Downey Jr. and maybe Marvel themselves on Twitter, I'm not sure, or the director, one of the two. And he was like, hey, how about we move the Avengers up to April 27th? Wouldn't that be cool? And the dude was like, that sounds like a, and then capitalized, fantastic idea. Now, I spoke about the merger with Fox. They own Fantastic Four. The fucking Marvel's first family might be in this movie.
Oh, the Fantastic Four.
They might be introducing a new Fantastic Four in this movie like they did Civil War and Spider-Man. Because Sony jumped on right before Civil War came out, and then we started hearing like little things about that. And this also happened recently right before it, so they might have already been in talks and not told anyone. And then
you think it's going to be Miles Teller and Michael B?
Oh, it's a whole different... Yeah, they're cashing that. They're just going just empty that bowl out.
Forget it. Forget it.
But I did hear something about Fox is like slated to release like 5 or 6 more films due with like... there's a... another X-Men movie. There's an X-Force movie coming out. That's a Deadpool spinoff.
Yeah.
So, like, Cable and all that shit's going to be in it, probably. There's an X-23 movie supposed to come out, The Little Girl from Logan, but yeah. I don't know if it's going to be her. It might be someone else, but it's supposed to be a spinoff of that. And then, what was the other one? There's another X-Men movie that looked like a horror flick that was, like, New Mutants.
Oh, I was going to say, like... I don't know.
Yeah, so New Mutants.
I have no idea.
And then I read something about Silver Surfer... And a standalone Doctor Doom movie.
Wasn't there another guy on Mortal Kombat that was going to have a movie?
Huh?
Lobo?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was supposed to happen. I'm not sure if that's going to happen anymore because of the merger. Yeah, all that shit. So who knows? But yeah, that was a few things that I read. I also, this is fucking wild, dude. Did you know they're making a Halo TV series?
No, but...
Do you know that they're making it on Showtime?
Animated?
I'm not sure, but...
If not, they need to use all the shit from Starship Troopers.
Guess whose name is attached to it and which production company?
Woody Harrelson and Bad Robot.
Both wrong.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg.
I tried. That was good.
Amblin.
Yeah. Oh, moons and fucking bikes.
Yeah, it's coming out under that fucking production company, and Steven Spielberg is overseeing the project.
Well, he did a good old job with Band of Brothers when he was on HBO.
How fucked up is that? And we just heard about this, which is insane because we just played through the first Halo.
Dude, the soundtrack to that game, my God.
Go ahead, sing it for me, beautiful. Baby.
No, I get nervous. I do like the fucking like the battle cry one. It's like dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, okay, you're not gonna do the fucking.
Ooh, I forget how it goes at the beginning.
Wow, he's a real big fan, everybody. but yeah, that was my first time playing through Halo. That's what Tony and I've been doing, and he's really trying to think of this fucking song right now, not listening to a word I'm saying. But yeah, I absolutely love this game. It's so good. We played like the remastered Combat Edition or some such shit.
So you can play it on a sweeter system.
Yeah, 360. So
it was fucking pretty looking too.
It was really good, yeah.
Like, they remastered the shit out of it. It was $10. I bought it and it looks like you could have gotten it as like a $30 indie title for PS4 or Xbox One.
Right.
Like, almost like Unreal 3 Engine ran it.
Yeah.
It was not bad by any stretch. And, it was really good. It's a blast of a game.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We played The Flood, murdered them all.
Oh, every one of them little fuck. Dude, I forgot how frustrating their, like, reincarnating themselves was.
Yeah.
And then we figured it out quick and then still fucked up a ton.
Yeah, and we started playing the game on easy and then somehow ended up playing the rest of the game on normal.
Because every time you log in, you pick.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, yeah. So we kind of...
So you just got really ambitious one night.
Shit the bed. Yeah,
you were like, I'm normal as fuck.
No, it was so funny. We were playing and like I died and Tony died. And he's like, could have played on fucking easy and had a good time. God damn it.
Because there are times when I'm like... It does have its repetition. Son of a bitch, I just want
to
be done.
Well, we got caught on one level. We got almost to the end of it, and then the fucking, it froze.
Yeah.
And then so we had to go back in and select the mission, and then we started at the beginning.
Of a 1 hour mission, pretty much.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Now, I still have to look into it. You said you don't think it is a 360 version of
Halo 2?
Halo 2. Because that's my favorite.
Yeah. There might be. I'm not. There has to be, because I saw Vito. He was like streaming a legendary playthrough of Halo 2.
Okay.
So that's pretty sure that.
Yeah.
It's either that or it was for Xbox One and they released all of them on it.
Okay.
So either way. And it might be backwards compatible. I'm honestly not sure. But. So yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll go through the whole series, man. We play a little Unreal Tournament.
It's going to be tight
as fuck. Unreal Tournament 3, actually, for 360. That wasn't as cool as we thought it was going to be.
Nah. I don't know. If we're going to get into a game that's like that,
yeah,
I think more like along the lines of Fusion Frenzy or Mario Party would be better for us at
Fusion
this point.
Frenzy, yeah.
Fusion Frenzy and the fucking Spire.
The Spire is the best one of that.
Yeah, it's a really fun little puzzle game with like hundreds of little mini games and shit.
The mini game he's talking about though is like you're four people running up like a spinning escalator. You stay on the same thing the entire time, but you jump over things or you duck below them, and it gets faster as it goes up. And if you get knocked back far enough, you're knocked out. Correct?
Yeah, you fall into the water.
That's the best game on there. I played so much of that. Yeah,
yeah.
It's so addicting too. Oh, it's like the fucking impossible game. It's like the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I also beat the first part of Injustice 2.
Oh, yeah.
I did the Batman storyline at the end. That was a fucking dope game. That was well worth the $25 on fucking PS4, because I will never play online, because I will just get my dick kicked in, sir.
No point in playing that shit.
I'm not good at fighting games.
No, neither am I. I'm only good at Soul Calibur, and only with one character.
Oh, fucking.
And it took, like, 8 years to fucking, like, build that.
Is it the girl?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Talim,
yeah. I really like Killick.
Killick?
Yeah.
Killick's a good one with that big old bow staff.
Yeah, the staff, yeah. And Siegfried's amazing, so is Nightmare, but their swords are so slow.
People who can play with Valdo or Ivy
Valdo sucks.
Are
so does
fucking
Ivy.
Animals,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah. I fucking hate them.
Yeah, and the fucking Yoshimitsu.
Yeah, he's
the fucking, like, if someone knows that character well, you're like, fuck this in the ass, I hate this so much. And that's not like a button-mashing character. You really have to know all three of those to actually get good combos on him.
Mitsurugi's the same way. He's like a real, like, lame samurai unless you know how to use him.
Wait, is that who I was talking about?
Well, Yoshimitsu...
is the masked one, right?
Yeah, I think he's the one that dances on his sword and shit.
Yeah, he'll, like, pogo on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mitsurugi's just, like, a fucking, like, hardened, like, real samurai.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He has, like, the kind of, like,
scar on
the
his
gi,
face.
And then, like, the ponytailed hair. Yeah.
Two swords, yep.
All right, well, fucking, wow. There is a Soul Calibur corner.
Yep. you're on a Soul Calibur corner.
Injustice 2, that was a fucking awesome sequel to the first one. The gameplay is a lot better. Batman's character isn't as cool, though. Like, they slowed him down a bit. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. What have you been playing, man? What have you been up to?
Well, I did all that stuff we talked about, and then I also just downloaded a game called Ruiner.
Yeah.
It's brand new, I think. Or at least this year to PS4, mm-hmm. And it's under the Unreal Engine. And it was a $20 game marked down to $10, and it's a lot like Transistor, the game I played a fuck ton, where... Yeah.
Isn't that the background that you have for your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, both joysticks, it's one of those fucking, like, shooters to where you can spin in 360, and it's an above view of you,
uh-huh.
Like Horde Fighter.
Yep.
But it's a really, really smart Horde Fighter, and it's really gory, and it's not as many... Like, at one time, there's only four enemies on the screen in your little zone. Yeah. Like, it's not 100 little dickheads.
Right.
And it's really fucking complex. It's got a really good, like, upgrade system, and you can slow time and pick moves and then fucking watch it happen.
Hmm. Kind of like Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Well, no. What was that fucking game?
Oh, like Fallout. Front Mission?
Or, like, Fallout. Remember, you could, like...
Yeah, the VATS.
Yeah, you could, like, slow down time and just, like, bop, 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 and headshot someone three times.
In this one, you can, like, fire your gun three times, then dash to his side, and then slice him, and then dash and, like, try to, you know, like, pick up a fucking health pack, and it'll be like...
Oh, thank God he did all the sound effects.
Oh, it's a cool sound effect game, too, and it's gory as shit. It's tight.
Right on. And I've been playing Battlefield 1. That is a gorgeous game. That is such a fucking cool game.
That's a pretty game.
Holy shit. And it is so much more unique, like, the gameplay through than a Call of Duty game. I'm not used to it at all because I never played a Battlefield.
I told you, like, my favorite. Have you done all the missions?
No, God, no. I'm only through, like, the first chapter.
Oh, God. Yeah. When you get to, my favorite is the train. You'll know what I mean. And it's when it's in, like, the North African campaign kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
So dope.
All right, man. I can't wait. All right. So do you have any more news? Do you see any cool trailers or anything like that? I went and saw Black Panther, so I saw trailers, but none of them really fucking mattered.
Yeah. I saw one for a movie called Wonder Wheel that I thought was going to be more of like a Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Mm.
It was going to be really pretty and artsy in like 20s Coney Island.
Sure.
But instead, it's like a fucking like a detective movie with like a drunk Jim Belushi. And yeah, once I watched the real trailer, not just the featurette, I was like, nah. Dumb.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Do you mean John Belushi?
Nope, that guy's dead. Jim Belushi's his brother.
Oh, he's still alive?
He's hanging in there.
Right on. Good for him. Pouring out for John.
Yeah. Died 30 years ago?
Just remembered. So that's all your news, sir?
Yeah. I mean, in local news, like, I have Friday and Saturday off. That's nice. Tomorrow, I can't tell if I want to go see a movie in the AM, even though it's Saturday. And most people don't go to the movies on a Saturday in the AM if they're going to go.
Yeah.
I still fear the fucking crowds.
Well, when I went and saw Black Panther, Josie and I did, and let's see, there was maybe 30 people there. We went and saw it at Hudson right next to your old work.
All right, Hudson, when? What day and time?
It was Tuesday at like 7 o'clock.
At night?
Yeah. No, in the morning, asshole. Well, yeah, you know,
it could have been an early bird special. I get some 9:30 a.m.ers.
9:30, not 7 a.m.
Well, they might be doing another... Dude, 24-hour movies.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that?
That'd be good. Here, write that down. Copyright, Tony.
Oh, man, you heard it here, dude. 24-hour movie theater.
You heard it here.
That serves beer.
Oh, yeah.
You heard it here.
Yeah, but they would have to shut down selling at like 2 a.m.
They will. And it'll be like, little lights will come on and go, last call.
Yeah, and then like, and it's breakfast.
And it
until,
pauses all the movies.
Until, no. Don't
for them to go get another brewski and some fucking ham and eggs.
Yeah, ham and eggs and kegs.
Oh,
kegs and eggs. Yeah, that's a good idea, man. You should look into that.
Yeah.
Tony's Draft House, open 24/7.
/ movie theater.
Yeah. Oh, good call. Yeah, you would have to put that in there.
Draft House.
Yeah. I was thinking.
Oh, it's just for beers all night. Wow.
I was thinking the Alamo Draft House because that's where they show movies and have beer and like they serve like full course meals at your fucking like table.
It would probably turn into like one of those like filthy fucking like porn theaters and people would be fucking and sucking and shit.
Oh shit!
In my
so
theater a
fucking,
lot. And I wouldn't want it.
So in Hudson though, they have full recliners there at the Regal.
Full recline.
Yeah, like you. It's like it's electric.
Regal.
Yeah, dude.
With the fucking upgrade.
Yeah, the screen.
I used to think that they were just, you know, park benches.
Yeah, horse shit.
Yeah.
No, but, and like, dude, there's like fucking like 5 feet, like, until the next seat in front of you, too.
Wow. Well, for me, it'd be like 3 feet, but yeah.
No, not at all. Like, fucking, like, from the edge of, like, your chair going up, there's like 5 feet. Because their chair
goes
back.
It's just a regular theater?
Yeah, it's the regular digital or whatever, but the screen's like up high. Like, you know how, like, Cinemark has the stadium seating.
Yeah.
This one has like a slight decline to it going towards the screen, and the screen's just up way high.
Oh, I like the ones, and I know it's kind of controversial to say, the steep ones.
Yeah, like Regal.
The steep, tiny ones.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah.
Because if they're empty, it's really a nice view.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because you're like dead center on the screen. If you
like
sit
their
in the
heads
middle.
Are by your feet, like by your toes.
Yeah, because if you sit like center, like, up like fully center in the theater, like on the up part of it, you are like that. But this one was neat, like it was a cool experience, and I'm not gonna lie, those chairs were way comfortable. Black Panther was like over 2 hours long, and I'm not gonna lie, I felt a little sleepy in those recliners.
Don't get me started. Feel sleepy in everything.
Hey, motherfucker, we hung out the other night. I watched like 4 movies yesterday.
You hung on.
I watched all of The Push. All right, but but I would suggest Hudson early because there wasn't shit for people there. He said every showing was sold out, and I looked at Cinemark for the 8:15 in digital, and it was almost sold out.
Okay.
On a Tuesday at 8:30
so
p.m.
So maybe Hudson's where it's at.
Who's going to fucking see movies? It's expensive, though.
Also, did you tell me something about Annihilation?
What about it?
Coming to digital or being able to buy digitally? Or?
Yeah, supposedly they're going to release it. It's the Annihilation's the new Natalie Portman movie.
Yeah, which I really want to see.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Predator meets like fucking Lost in Space.
It's gotten some. Like I really think aesthetically, because it's the guy who made, I think, Revenant.
Yeah. I think that's right. But yeah, that's supposed to come to VOD, I think, like this. Like March 17th or March 13th or something like that.
Which is 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, because I think they're doing a limited release in theaters and then they're just banking on people wanting to go see it once the ratings came out and word of mouth and shit like that. Because like you said, it's getting pretty good shit.
And then we talked about this, the idea of not rent to own, not a video on demand purchases really early, but when a movie comes to a theater, video rental services would give a $9 purchase for you to watch it for like give it like 4 hour span, so you couldn't watch it twice through.
Right.
But if you needed to stop, go somewhere, you have a time frame you pick.
Yeah.
And then that's
it. So they give
it.
You the luxury of being able to stop and rewind.
Yeah, a little bit, but you also sacrifice the beautiful screen and sound, but you're at home watching a brand new movie in theater.
That is one thing I'll say. The Hudson Theater, their sound is nowhere near as good as fucking Cinemark.
Yeah. Do you think that'd be a good idea?
Yeah, it's a great idea. You just said we talked about this.
I didn't know what we thought about it, though.
No. We just kind of ended on talking about
it. I just remembered you chatting with me.
No, yeah, because like when certain movies come out, you can buy them, but you can't rent them.
Yeah.
And actually, never mind. That's a lie, because like the fucking, that Sword of the Immortals or whatever the fuck you wanted to watch,
yeah,
that was like $8 to rent. Remember? Well,
that was, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was straight to video, though.
Yeah, that was straight to VOD, yeah.
But like Ragnarok right now is only buy.
Yeah.
Because it comes out technically in like 6 days. For a DVD owner.
Right, yeah. Well, the same thing's going to happen with Ninja Batman.
Yeah, which, oh my God.
I know, I think I'm going to buy the special edition of that. That movie looks too pretty not to own.
Yeah, it's silly pretty looking.
Yeah, unfortunately we're going to get it on Blu-ray. Well, they'll probably have digital and fucking DVD with it.
Yeah.
All right, so anyways, go see it at Hudson tomorrow if you do go. It is a bit of a hike, but I think that you'll be happily... Do you have the Cinemark app, by the way?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, just check,
I look it up.
Yeah, check the seats and see where you're at tomorrow morning. And if you're not good, then go to Hudson, because yeah, that shit was fucking, nobody was really there, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. All
right, so we don't have a genre five this week. Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I've been reading a ton of comics lately. Comixology had an awesome thing where they released the first 7 volumes of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles by IDW, and I think the series started in like maybe 2014 or 15. So it's rare. It's fairly new. Actually, it might have started like way before that, because they're on like issue fucking or volume 18 or like 20.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's a lot.
What's that? One a week?
No, once a month. Yeah, I think it's a monthly book.
Good lordy.
And they release like micro series with it and like one offs and shit like that too.
Wasn't it Kirkman that like pumped out Walking Dead's like almost an issue a week?
No,
at one point?
He did. Walking Dead's always been a monthly book.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I heard about one that was like,
I don't know of any comic book that's
churns them the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know any comic book that's weekly. Obviously, if you go to like DC, like their books would come out like staggered week.
Oh, I guess I thought that there were ones like that, because the guy at the fucking comic book store would always say like, well, we have this and this next week, like all these shits next week drop. And I'm always like, oh shit, they don't have it this week, but a new one comes out next week. He was talking about all kinds of different lists.
Yeah, I don't think that... Are books weekly? I don't think so.
No, looking back, because then you have to wait, like, 3 months for a trade?
New book day was always Wednesday. So I don't know if, like... I don't think that they would pump... Like, I don't think I got, like, Wolverine every single time that I
no,
went there. I think
yeah,
I just got it, like,
staggers.
Once a month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, so Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No argument here.
Dude, it's a fucking dope book. They give so much cool, like, backstory to, like, why, like, did you ever think, like, why the fuck were they ninjas?
Because they were trained by a fucking
Splinter.
Rat samurai.
Right. Did you ever figure out why he wanted to be a rat samurai?
Because he probably grew up in a dojo eating cheese.
No, I think it was, like, yeah, no, actually, I think that is, from the movies, that's the case.
Oh.
Like,
oh, okay, I guess
he, that. Like, he watches the dude, that was his master.
Yeah.
And then he finds the turtles. All right, so they're all in the same place in this one.
Yeah.
And they're being given this, like, psycho something or other that makes their brain be able to cognitively think and, like, understand speech and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of opens up their brain to be smart and, like, you know, like a humanoid, basically. And, like, so then they get the ooze and shit, but they all get it at the same time. And, what happens is that, like, it turns out that Splinter, they're reincarnated, basically.
Yeah.
Like, he tells a story about old, like, feudal Japan, where this dude, like, he was in the Foot Clan back then, and he had 4 sons and a wife. And he basically, like, fucking, they're like, hey, we want to kill this entire village, women, children, men, all of it. The Foot Clan needs to make a stand and show what they're trying, like, what they're about, and not to be fucked with. He's like, I'm not going to slaughter. Fuck you guys. And they're like, you're a traitor. So he fucks off to go back home. The guy that is leading the Foot Clan sends 2 ninjas over there. They kill his wife. And they're about to behead all the children. And they're all, like, you know, in blue, orange, red, and purple. Like little geese. And he comes in and he murders both ninjas. He's like, what the fuck? His wife's dying. She's like, don't pursue him. Just take our children and be safe. Hide in the mountains.
Uh-huh.
So he fucks off and then like starts like teaching them the ninja way. And he's found and his children are all beheaded in front of him.
Okay, cool.
And then he's beheaded.
Oh.
And then fucking flash forward and he has, and like once they give him that psycho thing, like he remembers all of his past life memories.
Oh, that's depressing as fuck.
Isn't that insane? But then he's like, oh my God, I'm reunited with my children, though.
Yeah, I get it.
So, and then they fucking get the ooze on them, and then they grow giant, and they're, you know, Ninja Turtles. And they're like, why is this coming to us? Like, it's, like, so quick. And he's like, well, you guys are starting to remember the muscle memory that you had when I was training you beforehand. It's a fucking dope concept for that.
That's way more in-depth than I thought it was going to be about some turtles, dude.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
I got to like, put my crayons down and listen, but...
They really...
That is a cool idea. It's like a very movie-style fucking idea.
And guess what? Shredder's the guy that was leading the Foot Clan.
Son of a bitch.
He's reincarnated as well as Shredder.
And he knows him as, like, an enemy.
Oh, yeah. No, he calls Splinter by his real name, which I can't remember right now.
Toshihiko Morosuke.
Might as well be. But he's like, oh, my old enemy. And then he says his name, and you're like, holy fucking shit, they're the same fucking dudes. This is crazy. In the last issue that I read, Splinter was like, yo... We're going to have to make a hard choice. I know I said murdering's bad, but the world will not have peace unless we fucking kill Shredder. I was like, that is hard as fuck.
Let's kill his.
I'm not going to lie. The artwork kind of goes downhill like halfway through like the fucking volumes.
Well, it's that Grey Jedi shit that I like, you know?
But well, it's like super watercolory, like very like sketchy and stuff like that, which it works in some scenes, but the whole book being like that, I find it annoying. I like the more detailed stuff.
Yeah, I know.
The prettier.
Yeah, the polished.
But like, then again,
turns.
I mean, I love fucking Sweet Tooth, and that's super minimalistic.
Yeah,
and the Turtles kind of do that too. But yeah, Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's on Comixology. I think it's like $5.73 a month, and you get a ton of free books. And it's the coolest way to read a comic book ever. Like the panel for panel is the dopest way to read a comic. You never get that fucking dumbass surprise when you flip a page and you have to read a full page, and the splashes on the right. You're like,
yeah,
well, I already fucking know what happens.
I saw that coming a ways away.
A page away. But, yeah, I give it, like, a fucking, like, 9.9. It's way
good. All right,
cool. It's a ton of fun. What have you been doing?
It's fucking titties, bro. I watched 310 to Yuma.
So did I!
310 to Yuma. Starring Christian Bale and Russell Crowe.
Ben Foster.
Oh, yeah, Ben Foster is... the fucking man in this movie.
Charlie Prince.
Everyone should see fucking 310 to Yuma.
It's on Amazon Prime if you have that.
It's a remake of like an old fucking 50s movie.
Yeah, but I mean, so is True Grit. So, like the same vein.
Oh my God, though, dude. When it comes to a fucking Western, I don't get more enjoyment than I do 310 to Yuma. It's
True Grit.
It's so fun.
I think True Grit was really well done as well.
I like it. I don't remember it as well.
Really?
Nowhere
near. Well, you've
seen
310 to Yuma like 5,000 times. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have, like, the urge to watch True Grit more than twice or three times, maybe.
Oh, do you see they put Wind River on Netflix?
What?
Oh. Go burn books!
Gotta burn my... fuck you!
Yeah.
You just hear, like...
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, oh, he's gone. He's gone.
That was Tony running. But yeah, fucking, wow, you're like the fucking dude from Police Academy.
Underwater.
Nice. Killing it. So, 310 to Yuma, though, I fucking really enjoyed this movie. There's a scene with Russell Crowe and, excuse me, Christian Bale, where he's explaining how he lost a limb.
Yeah.
And it's the first, you've heard about this limb the entire movie, and then at the, kind of near the end, he says what happened, and then it's a turning point in the movie, and it is one of the dopest scenes.
I think there's so much, it's such a rich connection.
Yeah,
that they make as like the opposite of the world kind of guys.
And I'm not going to lie, at first, like I was kind of like perturbed by how quick that turn went. But then as I like kind of reflected on it, I was like, that kind of makes sense.
Especially for that time period. Like you would be in a more minimalist, simplest time to where like that's a new turn in his life. And he just kind of went with it. That would be the equivalent of someone like. Saying, hey, Paul, we're going to be taking your fucking mountain bike and we're going to Colorado.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I'd be like, oh, God.
I'm talking about there's a relationship shift in the movie that you don't see coming, but you kind of do. But I felt like it was over something that wasn't as paramount as it should have been to make that happen, if that makes sense.
Oh, my God. So cryptic.
But I'm trying not to give it away. It's a fucking huge like piece of the movie.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's near the end, near the train. How about that? You understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
Yeah, someone didn't want to do something. Then someone's like, I guess I'll do it for you. Am I fucking making myself clear?
He has
Let me
such...
hold your hand like a small child. Count
yeah, try to hold your hand. It's like holding a ghost. You're so elusive. So confusing.
Yeah.
Like you, fucking fog.
I call you Paul Misty.
Yeah, Misty Paul.
Like a cloud.
I think Russell Crowe was always like that kind of guy.
Spoilers, damn.
No, I'm not saying nothing. Shut up.
You just did.
Oh, what did I give away? That Russell Crowe's like you can watch in the preview and see that he's like a guy with conscience.
Not really.
Yeah, watch the preview.
I've never seen the preview. He sells it though throughout the entire movie that he doesn't have a conscience. He's like,
he draws a bird.
He's like, you think I'd be a he's an artist.
He drew a bird, an artist, dude, a budding artist.
And then he's like, you think I'd get as far in this life if I wasn't a fucking complete scoundrel? He's like, fuck you guys. He's a lot of fucked up shit, too.
Dude, he's awesome.
That character's duality is really neat, though.
Man, he's awesome.
Yeah, because you kind of want to hate him. But then you kind of love him too.
I don't. I love him. Okay. He's so badass.
He's trying to bang Christian Bale's wife. He's like, oh man, no, prettiest eyes like yours, green. Ooh, want to fucking suck Ooh. My six shooter, bitch? Like,
come touch the peacemaker.
Then, yeah, and fucking Christian Bale's like, Alice, fucking damn,
Alice, put your tit away.
Yeah, you're salivating and staring directly at his wiener. I had to cut his own steak up.
I cut his steak like a bitch, honey.
Yeah, and now you're looking at his dick?
Oh, now you think I'm a cuck. Yeah. Oh, fucking
Oh, great. I got one leg.
And then fucking Russell Crowe's got his dick out. He's like, come on.
It literally, he's like, I've sacrificed everything for this family. You know why we live in a fucking dusty area? Son has tuberculosis.
It sucks dicks.
Things aren't working out. Yeah, so 310 to Yuma. I give like a 8.5 or 9. I'll give it a 9. Yeah. It was way good.
And I'm a 9.5. It's on like probably a top 50 list for me to take somewhere.
Did you ever see that fucking video of Uma Thurman and Kill Bill?
Well,
there's a scene where she's driving the convertible.
Yeah, before she gets to the villa at the end of Kill Bill 2.
And it's a shot behind her head as she's driving.
Yeah.
And I guess like someone was like, hey, you shouldn't do this.
Oh, no, the car's unsafe and the road's unsafe and
right,
it's dangerous.
Yeah, they're like, the car's been modified and the roads are dangerous. You shouldn't do this. And Quentin pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed.
Because she needed to go like 60 miles an hour.
Right. Did you see the video?
Not the video of her driving.
Yeah, she crashes into a fucking palm tree.
Yeah.
Like straight the fuck on.
Yeah, she's like,
She has fucking neck and knee damage permanently.
Yeah.
How fucked up is that? Like, she like hates Quentin Tarantino now.
Yeah. They've come to like reconciliation.
Well,
I think
she's been trying to fucking like subpoena that video to be released from the Weinstein company, but they wouldn't. And I think Quentin finally was like, I'll do it. I mean, Harvey's already in enough shit as it is. So
yeah.
Fuck it, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Don't push people to fucking go 60 in a $2,000 fucking sports car.
Yeah, I read that and it is fucked up. She nails that motherfucker and does not look like she was wearing a seatbelt. The seat breaks back and shit. She whiplashes so fucking hard and like Quentin's like rubbing her shoulder. He's like, You all right?
Hey, you okay?
Oh, it's fucking
insane. I'm Quentin Tarantino. I have the biggest face ever.
Five finger death punch. Oh, God, your neck's broken. That was the other thing. Like, they didn't really give a fuck about like holding her head up and shit in the video. You're like, shouldn't like a paramedic be there?
Ugh.
Like that can like cause complete spinal damage to somebody. Wild. Another comic that I've read, Venom Carnage. It's weird. It's about this. It's a beautifully fucking done book. It's a very like, oil painting.
Watercolor, oil.
No,
acrylic.
Like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's very like rich in texture of like,
well, that'd be oil. Yeah. It's like bumpy.
Yeah, kind of. Here, I wonder if I can just grab it. But it's about Carnage having a son, and his name is Toxin. So
little Nudge.
Yeah, and it fucking goes on to like a cop and shit, and he becomes like a new symbiote.
Yeah,
and him and Venom team up to try to kill it because they're like, I think this one's gonna be more powerful than us, and he's gonna try to kill us at one point. So let's just nip this in the butt and do a late term abortion because it's already living.
Late.
Yeah, you got it. Damn, I don't think I have any more. That blows.
Oh, damn.
I thought I fucking bought that shit.
Why don't you just Google it?
I guess you're right.
Duh.
But yeah, it was a pretty decent read. I mean, nothing like fucking super special or anything like that. I give it like a 6. It had some cool aspects to it. But I mean, the artwork though fucking was mind blowing. It looks so fucking dope. Once I show you a picture of this.
All right, folks, you heard it here.
It'll be good. Oh, fuck off.
What?
Go ahead. What do you got?
That's one of my phrase lines.
Yeah.
Phrase lines. I have all kinds of branding, okay?
Phrase lines.
But phrase lines. I'm like a fucking thesaurus, dude.
The opposite of.
I also watched the movie Centurion.
Oh, how was that?
It's a magnet film, and it's got what's the guy who plays David 8? Michael Fassbender.
Mm.
It's got Michael Fassbender in it, and it was before he was like popular. And it's got Imogen Peeps, and she's the daughter from 28 Weeks Later. And since I saw her in that, I had a crush on her, but she doesn't do much acting. She's in this as like a Viking fucking like witch.
Ooh.
It's fucking badass, dude. And there's these fucking like pike people that are in like Northern England, and they just can't get past them for like 20 years because they do guerrilla warfare, and they pretty much like bring no honor to battle. So the centurions don't know what to do. So they just like build forts around them. But yeah, it's like they go behind enemy lines and they do all kinds of... Hang on one second. I have to look at a photo.
I'm showing Tony the artwork from the book.
Yeah, it looks like paint. Yeah, like nice, rich paint.
Yeah, it doesn't look like oil paint almost.
Shiny, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the coolest part about the book. Anyways, go ahead. Centurion.
And so it's kind of cool. It's not a big war movie in the way of like Gladiator and like Spartacus and shit, and that stuff has an epic scale. Lots of fucking like field battles, Braveheart. Yeah. This one, the biggest battle is like a fort with 20 people versus like 40 people out in the woods shooting arrows.
Cool. So very localized.
Yeah, and it's a littler budget, but dude, it's more gory.
Yeah,
the fucking swordplay is like they make these swords so sharp. It was like 300 to where like an arm just pops off, like a head gets cut, like angled in half,
yeah,
like with a sword. So it was really brutal, fucking violence. And there's just a really, it was a really cool movie. I loved it a lot. I'd give it an 8.5. It was really enjoyable.
You heard it here first.
Oh,
I was waiting that whole time for you to end just so I could say that.
Fuck.
I read another comic. It was called
Alien. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Alien. You heard it here first.
Yeah, Comic Info Daily.
Aliens / Vampirella. So it has
Quit wasting your time.
No, it's dope, dude. Wait till you hear this.
Read American Vampire.
No, this is. I've already read it.
All of them.
Recommended it to you. How many you got? Two? How far are you in it yet?
I'm like halfway through the first.
Still?
I got no time. I'm playing these games. I'm watching these movies. I'm hustling, dude.
That's a quick read, man.
I'm not quick at it. I don't know all the words.
Clearly, dumb as hell.
Just all the
can't
words.
Can't read. All right, so check this out. So Aliens, Vampirella. So Vampirella is an ongoing character. She's like a sexy vampire looking chick, kind of.
Yeah, Alucard's chick.
Sure, yeah, Dracula spelled backwards.
Castlevania, Symphony of the Night.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Vampire, goodbye.
Oh, Jesus.
Deacon Frost.
So the story is like basically they take Vampirella up because there's a lost colony of, they call them Nosferatu.
Yeah, they do.
So they're like the bald-headed, pointy ears, fucking white-looking vampires.
Yeah, ancients, dude.
And they went to Mars because they were done with Earth. They're like, it doesn't get as much sun. We'll just make a colony here, and then like they go into like a hypersleep, like a lot of them. But also they find an alien egg, so it starts tearing apart the entire colony and shit like that. But it didn't get to all
what
the rooms.
What alien?
From Ridley Scott,
like LB-421.
Yes,
and the vampires,
like straight up facehuggers. So at the beginning of the book, fucking Vampirella gets a facehugger on her face, pops out of her chest. She regenerates, so she's still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
That facehugger is a queen vampire. Fucking alien with fucking wings, dude. It is the sickest thing ever. The storyline's so fucking dope, dude. I'll let you read it because I bought it. It's so dope. It's a quick read, too. I'm telling you.
How do you give it to me?
I would just let you use my iPad.
That's an older one, though. Like, I got like a slimline one.
Oh, my God. I don't remember my fucking past. Fuck you. I'm trying to give you something. Jesus. But yeah, isn't that the fucking coolest shit ever?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And dude,
actually.
And like when the
I like everything you said in that one.
I'm about to say the Nosferatu vampire and shit like that that's introduced. Like he's like she's with a dude, and in his mind, he's like, we own the world. We just came here to colonize more shit. So she's like, yeah, things have changed a little bit. And he's like, why is your like meat, your food sack, like talking back to you?
Yeah.
Like he tries to eat him, and she's like, no, you can't. And the vampire's like, oh, my bad. I didn't know it was yours. I didn't know you already claimed him. Like, that's my fault. Sorry. Yeah. I just woke up out of a 1,000-year nap, and I'm really hungry.
Yeah, I just got the fucking munchies.
But yeah, it's so cool that they had, like, the technology to go to Mars and start a colonization, and then they find the fucking face huggers and shit. So that's wild, dude.
That's actually quite dope.
Yeah,
it's weird when they mix that kind of sci-fi with vampires.
But, dude, not gonna lie, when the fucking, like, when you see the queen after that, whoo!
Yeah. I think that's why I like Vampire Hunter D, because technically, that was the goal, was for them to fly to space on a rocket.
That's dope.
And they did.
Hell yeah, it's like Jason X.
Yeah, just flying away. What a fucking asshole he is in that fucking movie.
But, yeah, so...
I just wanted his fucking blade back.
Did you hear about fucking, in Missouri, this dude tied... Like, he anchored a Jason statue in the river near a popular dive scene?
Yeah, and buried it down at the bottom?
No, he didn't bury
it
at
the
bottom.
Or, like, it's hanging down at the bottom?
Yeah, he anchored it so, like, it's not at the bottom, but, like, yeah, he's just floating in the middle of the fucking...
That's so dope, and it's really, got moss all over it.
Really popular dive site. Yeah, that was... I thought that was fucking great. But, yeah, awesome. Aliens / Vampirella, I definitely give, like... an 8.5 to 9. It was so cool to read. It reminded me a lot of the Superman Alien crossover, too. He goes there and shit. The acid's burning him and stuff. Yeah, it's fucked up, man, because he can't be in the sun because he's in the ship. Oh, it's sick. All right, what else you see?
Oh, my tummy. Let me see here on my fucking illustrious list. I watched a lot more of Helsing. I'm almost through it. When I told you about Helsing, I guess
TV
I didn't
show.
Realize, yeah, the TV show, how dated it was. It's from, like, 2001. For some reason, I thought it was, like, 2013, but it's dated, but then, like, there are points when it's, like, great animation, but there are also times when I'm like, man, there's three colors in that fucking scene.
That's You're talking about the anime, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But it is fucking awesome. Like, their version of Alucard that lost to the belt.
Oh, yeah. This is funny. Tony was like, hey, man, I got the best show we can totally bro down to.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? What is it? And he told me, and it was the show. And now he's watched how many episodes?
Like 6.
Okay. How many episodes have I seen?
0.
Well, I saw some of it while you're watching it without me, and I was right. Like, I guess I'll just go upstairs and
I know.
Hang out by myself.
I apologized profusely.
You didn't.
I did.
No.
Remember that night?
Nope.
I was crying.
You were not crying. Oh, wait, you just get off work?
I cried hard. I was getting off work and I saw you.
No, you were home hanging out and I saw like you paused and you're like, hey man, what's up? I was like, the fuck is that?
And I was like, I did not expect you to really take me up on that offer.
Yeah, why not?
I really didn't.
I could go
It's a big investment. It's an anime.
Yeah, so what? How many episodes? 22?
No, I think 13.
Oh my God, it's even less than 22?
Yeah, and they're pretty short. Oh.
yeah, they're like below 20, 19, like 18 minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah.
It's great.
We could honestly power through it in one night. I'm like, oh, thanks for waiting. Fucker.
It's really good. Mm. It shows like...
I bet. What do you give it? I don't care. Don't tell me.
I just want to tell you a little something.
No.
It's just the premise.
No. I don't want to know it.
Oh, you don't want to know the preview?
No.
Why not?
Because I want to watch
it. You want to start it over tonight?
What?
You want to start it over tonight?
No.
I will with you.
No.
Why?
I'm going to play PUBG.
I'm not playing PUBG.
I know you're not.
So then what are you going to be doing?
Playing PUBG.
No.
Yes.
No.
What? Are you going to fucking EMP my Xbox?
Army of Two.
Oh, wow, really? You're jonesing to hang out with me now after you watch your fucking show without me?
Yeah.
That you invited me to? Solely me?
I invited a few other people and ditched
obviously,
them too, dude.
Fucking
it's not
ditched
so,
my
it's
ass.
It's not all you.
Fucking left there on a curb.
On a curb?
Yeah.
All you had to do was sit for an hour and catch up.
Well,
I ain't got an hour to spare. Yeah. I'm busy
What
guy.
Do you give it, though?
Oh, that's like an 8.5. It's awesome.
Of course it is. All right, so I watched it and all the special features. The special features were fucking really dope, dude. I'm going to let you borrow that so you can check them out if you're into it. There's a really cool piece with Stephen King in there. Also, this kind of bothered me. They talk to the kids, like, a lot in it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, it's just so awesome to, you know, work and just, like, you know, bounce off each other. Like, they're talking like tiny adults because they're Hollywood stars.
Yeah, so they act like adult weird robots.
Yeah, it's fucking unnerving. But
the Stranger Things kids do that.
Beverly, though, actually, you know what was weird? The kid that played Richie, Wolfgang, fucking what the fuck, whatever his name is, He's from Stranger Things, but he is the only one that kind of feels like a kid.
That's good.
Yeah.
So they maybe toned him down, but some
of
the others.
No, I'm just saying, like, as like a human.
Like Will, that kid is not really an actor.
Yeah.
He doesn't do much in those shows.
No.
Either scene, he's just sleeping or fucking captured.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. The whole season was based off him, but he was in two episodes.
He reminds me, his character is like the dude from The Hangover that sleeps on the roof.
That's a bummer of a role
to
get,
he's
right?
in the movie as a main character, but has 7 minutes.
Dude, I was in the highest grossing comedy of fucking blah, blah, blah year. Really, who were you? The guy that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, the guy on the poster, because I'm the reason the movie took place.
Yes.
And that is because I'm not there.
Oh, that sucks.
And then you're like, oh, well, how many lines? Oh, 14.
And it's so funny, but Stranger Things 2 comes back, and Will's like, fuck yeah, I got some parts. Goes through the script, he's like, again?
Oh, a coma, that'd be just great.
Yeah, might as well be in the upside down, assholes.
Oh, it's funny as shit. But no,
But yeah, so I watched the special features, and how they talk to each other is just very odd, and how they, like, talk about, like, working with each other, and bouncing off each other, and riffing with each other, and shit like that. But what was very odd, they kept saying the word choice.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, what's the Skarsgård that's in it?
Oh God, what is his name?
Fuck it.
Yep.
So they're like, the first time we saw Skarsgård, they're like, he made really good choices. Oh, his choice to do this and his choice. Like, I hear like directors say that on podcasts, and they're like, oh, the choice that he made here was great. You know, like, oh, fucking Finn Wolfgang's choice here, like, you know, what the fuck was awesome. Shit like that. It's just odd to see little kids like that, like, fucking in tune with their craft.
Now, the girl's older than them, isn't she?
Yeah, by, like, 1 year, and she's like, I thought I was going to get there and be like, oh, man, I got to teach these boys, like, how to, like, work and stuff like that. She's like, but they're all, like, really good. I was like, you pretentious cock.
You, one movie,
yeah,
and you just think,
like,
you're
Jesus
fucking
Christ. No,
Judy
she's,
Dench, bitch.
She's been working, yeah. Jodie Little Foster over here. What is this, Contact? No, but, fucking, it was just odd to hear her kind of like talk down about them and then be like, oh no, they're like actually like real actors. I'm like, the fucking Finn Wolfhard gang, I don't know what his name is, something like that though. Like, Stranger Things is going to be way more popular than anything she ever does other than it. Never mind, I take that back.
Yeah, that one thing. Yeah, but that's her one role in that.
No, she's thing. Done other stuff, not like big stuff, but yeah, I think she's been nominated too for a few awards, but yeah. All right, so special features, I give him like a 9 out of 10. Go ahead.
I think that's all I've watched.
All right, let me rattle through these then. I watched Veronica. Josie and I read an article that said that it was the scariest, so scary that people had to turn it off.
Yeah.
It is a foreign film. It's about a Ouija board, you know, and then you have the dark passenger behind you after you open it up and fucking unleash hell.
Yeah.
There was really cool portions of it, but for the most part, I'd say like a 6 out of 10. Not scary. I watched the whole thing.
My dark passenger's name is Monad.
Right on. Oh, fuck off.
What? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, our comic. Our. So don't say my fucking dark passenger. My dark passenger's Anu. Fuck
you.
Oh,
dude, we're going to fight, dude.
All right. No,
Docking dicks,
I'm
dude.
Helix. Okay. I watched Solomon Kane. Fucking bad.
Okay, I see it on there, and I'm like, what is this bullshit?
At first, it looked cool, but it was bad.
Kind of like that Prince of Persia.
Yeah, with the Gyllenhaals.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boy. Poor guy, man.
Yeah, that's a rough one for him. Because he's such a... dude, like, you take Nightcrawler, or Southpaw, or Jarhead.
Southpaw's so good.
Or Donnie Darko, and then you go, and he was in what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the Prince of Persia.
Ugh.
So,
can't
yeah.
win them all.
Wait, what?
Affleck was in Paycheck, you know, it happens.
Was it Veronica that I was just talking about?
Yeah, about how it was like a foreign film, it was rated.
Yeah. Actually,
you know.
You know what, I'm not going to give it a low score. It was enjoyable enough, but the fact that I read that fucking headline really fucking skewed my view on the entire movie. I'd say it's like a 7. It got nominated for a bunch of shit. There is really good acting in it, and there's neat parts that I haven't seen before in a flick. But for the most part, like, I think I had too high of expectation walking into it, but it's enjoyable. So yeah, I'll give it like a 7, fine, fuck it.
All right, cool. Hey, I also wanted to make just a quick mention.
Oh, please.
I feel like we should try to download Three Billboards.
Sorry?
It's a movie called Three Billboards.
Yeah.
You've seen the trailer, and you've seen, like, you've been excited about it.
Sure.
It's like how you reacted when I was like, you should watch The Revenant. And you're like, I don't know, man. It's like, what, the bear's the star?
Oh, fuck
And then you watched it, and you're like,
I'm pretty sure you didn't even recommend.
Yeah, it was goddamn great.
I'm pretty sure you didn't even recommend The Revenant. I had that downloaded so long ago, and I finally just got around to it. And I was like, I'm going to check out The Revenant.
And I was begging you to.
On my own accord. Never heard.
Oh, not when some fatty tells me.
Never heard anyone say Revenant to me once in my life.
Fucking
and
die. The lies that you're putting in their ears.
And then I just watched it, because I was like, this will probably be dope as hell.
All right, bro, I'm just saying, Three Billboards is one I want to download for us, and I think our listeners will agree it seems like a tight movie.
Yeah,
even though you don't remember.
No, I think I remember watching the trailer. It did look cool. I don't remember
what things you don't
about.
Remember could fill a podcast. Yeah,
fuck off.
Burn, dude.
Yeah, that was a sick burn. Oh, I watched the Woman in Black.
Oh, with our boy Harry.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe. I'm not gonna lie. Have you seen that?
Nah.
I thought the ending was actually really fucking beautiful. The movie itself is just meh.
I think it's based off something, a book or a fucking other movie.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I think it's based off something like a book or a movie or like, you know, like something like somebody else did. I don't know, man.
Some medium?
Yeah.
It was on?
Yeah, like visual probably. I don't know.
PowerPoint, whatever.
Maybe. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not like, you know, original IP or anything.
Just move on. Just move on. You know? It's like beat a dead horse or move past it.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, some people would get off their horse and be like, I gotta beat this thing more. And other people are like, well, it's already dead.
Hey, man, it's looking pretty grim. I didn't mention, you're gonna mention it, what we watched together. I forgot to write it down.
What was it?
The Push.
Oh, The Push. Yeah, I'll get to it, man.
Hurry up.
Jesus Christ.
Take forever.
So, The Woman in Black, it's about Harry Potter.
Okay.
Going to this town. His wife died in childbirth. His son is 4. And he goes to this other town to, like, foreclose a house or some such shit.
Yeah, some creepy house.
Yeah, exactly. And there was a lady that died there, and she haunts the town. And anytime she gets pissed, the children commit suicide. So the opening scene is 3 little girls like doing tea, and they look at one corner of the room, and then they look at another corner of the room. There's 3 windows, and they all stand in front of them and just jump out.
That's a cool shot.
And then you hear like, oh my babies. It's fucked up. And this other girl drinks lye. Yeah, this other girl fucking lights herself on fire. Like, they're all little kids. And
yeah.
They just kill themselves because.
Okay, then what? Well, don't give it away, but then what?
Yeah, so like he. Like, her child died.
Yeah, and so she's killing kids.
And it was because of, like, the town. Like, someone wouldn't let them see her child because
like
they thought
Sleepy
she was
Hollow,
crazy.
Yeah.
And so, like, basically, like, he has to reunite her child with her. And, like, he, like, drowned in, like, a marsh. So he has to, like, dive into it and, like, find him. But I'm going to spoil the movie real quick. Because it is a really beautiful thing. The movie's not that great, though, honestly. It's just a cool concept. Like, me saying it, I think, does it more justice than watching it because it's kind of boring. But at the end of the movie, his son comes to that town. He's already given the body back. You think everything's cool and shit like that. And then his son, like, he's talking to, like, one of the guys that he stayed with.
Yeah.
And his son, you see, like, him, like, look off camera. And then he starts, and he just came in on train. So you see him walk towards the tracks. And then he hops down in it.
Yeah.
And then fucking Daniel Radcliffe sees him and runs. And at the last second grabs him right before the train. And then this, like, really cool music starts playing, and then he slowly turns around, and there's no one else in the train station anymore. And then he looks, and he sees the lady in black, and or he sees his wife that died in childbirth. And then, like, they start walking off, and the lady in black is, like, in the corner. So she reunited him with his family.
Oh, like,
in
she,
death.
She killed him, and it's over, and now he can be happy.
And now he can be with his wife again.
Man,
and
I
his
like
child.
Them
dark-ass
and his child. Endings. Yeah.
Like, she killed him
killed
and his
both.
Kid,
yeah.
That's
so nice of her, dude.
Yeah, and at first I was like, what the fuck? He reunited her with her fucking child, and I was like, that's a dope fucking ending.
I sometimes think that's a better idea.
That's way cool that she fucking was like, here, like, you know, like, this will seem fucked up, but, like, this is what you really want anyways.
Do you think death will be that conscious?
No. Well, this was a ghost, so.
Do you think this will be, like, death is just, like, black nothing? Just like you went to bed but never woke up?
Well, I don't think that, like, yeah, you just, I don't think that, like, you'll register anything.
There's no consciousness
left.
You're
just gone.
Yeah. As if I went to bed but nothing, like, that's what trips me out about.
But, no, that's what's fucked up is that fucking, like, you go to bed but there's that thing of awakening. There's just none of that. Like, you just aren't.
Yeah, but it's like, if everything is dark and unrememberable, me ending me,
but you're
if me dying in my sleep would end everything.
Yeah,
because it's my point of view. It's also like it's all relative,
right?
That's what trips me out about life is,
but no,
how it's
but
relative.
You're also thinking the fact of as if like your cognitive self would still be cognitive, just in a nothingness, in a darkness, in a blackness.
Oh, that would be horrifying.
No, but that's not it.
No, I know
it just ceases.
Yeah, it'll just be like you went to bed.
You just don't. You aren't anymore.
Yeah, you aren't anymore.
And what's hard to grasp with that is that fucking like. We're always are, so we can't fathom the concept of not being.
Yeah, and so that's why I think that when I do think about death, like I'm like, well, that's really romantic.
We are way too high.
What? Talking about, dude, I'm free from my diary,
hello,
bro.
Hello, and welcome to High Can't Read. So what do you think about death, man?
Did you ever look at the stars?
You ever like see a blade of grass and wonder if it hurts when it gets cut?
Do you ever wonder what's under the concrete of the sidewalk?
Have you ever looked at oatmeal and just thought it was concrete?
Have you ever just eaten concrete?
all right, so The Woman in Black, for concept-wise, like I give it like a fucking like 8, but like execution, I give it like a 4. So I guess I'll go with like a 5 or a 6. It's not bad. I mean, if you're fucking way bored, yeah, you can check it out. And then I saw Black Panther.
So you'd say it's better than eating concrete.
Yeah.
Okay, heard it here.
I watched Black Panther 2. I saw that. And if you are a scared white person that thinks that this movie is going to be very fucking like slapping you around for being white, it's not at all. It's got an awesome message. I know a lot of people's like fears were that like they were going to feel like heavy-handedly like feel like guilted into like wanting to like this movie.
Yeah, producing that white guilt.
This movie is a fucking blast, like through and through. Michael B. Jordan rocks. My favorite part about the movie, honestly.
He's a handsome man too. He's got cool dreads.
He does have dope hair in that movie. But his character, Killmonger, is fucking sick.
I did see the suit. That's all I saw. And it was still
a
his suit.
Yeah, it's like Vegeta.
Yeah, he's like a leopard version of Black Panther.
Oh, no. His regular suit looks like Vegeta, but his... Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean his like fucking blue and
gold
armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very fucking Vegeta.
And, but his other... Like, when he becomes Black Panther...
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks cool. I mean, he has like teeth and shit like that. Anyways, the whole movie rocks. Dude, Andy Serkis kills in this movie.
He does everything well.
And he's fucking massive.
Yeah, he does everything super well. It's kind of creepy.
Like, he's fucking, like, built as hell in this.
Dude, and he's like a fucking millionaire that is, like, almost behind the scenes.
Yeah, totally.
He's an incredible, like...
Yeah, wasn't he, like, second...
unit director.
Yeah, second unit director for Lord of the Rings.
And Hobbit. Mm. Yeah, there's...
You know what's fucked up, though, is that, like, when you watch his eyes in this movie, you see Gollum.
Oh, I mean, I'll always see that. Yeah.
It's weird. Because you don't see him in movies as much because he's like the
other
fucking
creatures.
Chimp. Yeah, he's a chimp from Planet of the Apes. He's fucking Gollum.
Yeah, he's
CGI.
A lamp in a room, you know.
He's incredible in this movie. But Michael B. Jordan, I feel like, steals the show. The movie itself, though, is fucking awesome. I highly recommend it. I give it like an 8.59. It's like way up there with Marvel movies.
Okay.
The score's dope as hell.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar did the original...
Yeah, it's I don't know, I feel like it's way more unique than any Marvel movie that's come out. And like I said, it's not like heavy-handed, like, fucking you better wish you weren't white.
Does it give you a lot for the future? Does it show you new cool shit that's about to happen?
Well, Wakanda is like a more, like, they're surpass us in our technology.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, no, I'm saying it's like...
There's cool
shit
in it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, cool build-ups. Because, like, Wonder Woman didn't really build up to anything when I watched that. Because it was an origin. Or Captain America origin. Didn't really build up to anything current.
Oh,
this is set in 2016, right?
Yeah, okay, so I'll give you this. There are, like, a few nods to certain things. Not that much.
Like,
it's
uniting
more,
for Infinity War.
I'm
like,
not going to lie. Well, at the end, yeah, they kind of, like... Yeah, they say that kind of at the end. But the movie's more so, what I liked about it is that it was contained.
Like, yeah, it wasn't, it's all contained.
It wasn't Age of Ultron to where they're like, we got to set up the fucking Civil War coming
up. Yeah, that's what I mean, like 10 new friendships.
Yeah, no. This was like, hey, let's establish the world of Wakanda, and we're going to spend a lot of time in Wakanda.
Yeah.
And it looks like a slummy, futuristic town. Not very bright and clean, but like in the streets looks like how it does like in Aladdin. Like, you have the nice palace and all the cool shit.
Yeah.
And then the kind of grimy like outskirts of the town.
Yeah.
But still futuristic. The sci-fi of it, I think you'll really enjoy. I felt that like Wakanda wasn't as cool as they wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Because I found myself being like, this movie's way long. But it's fucking good, though.
Yeah.
And that might be because, you know, I had to pee or something like that, too.
Always have to pee.
True.
Or nap.
Yeah, and I almost napped, too. I almost pissed myself and napped. But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Like I said, 8.59. It's a fucking cool fucking movie. But, I mean, like I said, Michael B. Jordan, I think you're going to love his character so much.
All right.
So the last thing that Tony and I watched was The Push. And this is a fucking wacky, wacky fucking, what would you call it? Like, social experiment?
Social experiment, yeah. No, yeah, it's like an anthropological study on how we react to fucking peer pressure and social norms and all these Pavlovian responses that you'll easily fucking fall into as like just a bystander.
Yeah.
And society makes you fucking like pushes you to the limit. Will you?
Well, it pushes you to want to be accepted and want to do good.
As opposed to doing stuff that's absolutely insane to you because it shouldn't happen.
So the whole basis of this thing is that they're like, hey, let's see if we can get a person. It will have actors all around them. And then we will like slowly escalate the things that we ask of them through an actor
till it evolves
till it goes all the way to pushing a living human being off a building, and that human being's on fucking wires in case they do it.
And this is within one night.
Yeah,
they do setup and prep
it's
by
an
like
hour
you know,
and 17 minutes or 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's like this guy thinks that he's at a charity and that they're supporting his company and shit, but he thinks it's really very nuts. Like the way they set up his dominance and his fucking like subservient nature real quick. So he'll like respond better to fucking requests
at the beginning of not the beginning. They show you this, how they've picked the person to do it to. And there ends up being four of them. So you get to see four different reactions to the entire night. Was they had a focus group to where they had three actors and they would bring a person in. They would ring a bell. The actors would stand up. They'd ring the bell again. The actors would sit down. So they bring a person in that has no idea what's happening.
Yeah, a real person ready for an audition.
That signed up for this thing, like to do, like the reality TV show or whatever the fuck they were doing. And the bell rings. The actors stand up and the person looks over and like they stand up. The bell rings. They sit down. Then the actor is like, what the fuck? Then he sits down. They go all the way as to fill up the room. They let the actors leave.
Yeah.
And every person
like
in that room.
Random, real strangers.
That no one has ever said when the bell rings, stand up. When the bell rings again, sit down. No one has ever said that to them. They just looked at other people that were doing it and just followed suit. Everyone in that room is doing it. It is fucked up.
It's fucking crazy. And they look ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so fucking insane. Like to where like that power of just like being
socially accepted.
Yeah, united. Instead of going against the grain, there was one person
someone who
in the
stands
focus,
backwards in an elevator.
Yeah, there was one person in the focus group that they were like, okay, you got to leave because you're not standing or sitting. But the push, I don't want to ruin any of it. It's such a fucking anxiety ridden.
It's a cool move. It's
insane
a cool
watch.
Look.
Yeah, it'll make you think about yourself a lot too. It's weird. It's definitely like you will look inward. Don't get stoned and watch this movie.
I don't want to conform, dude.
Yeah, you never do. You'd probably be a sit and stander, though.
Friggin' A, you would sit and stand. I can't stand easy.
That's true.
I would have sat just because I'm so fuck fat.
Yeah, just gravity.
Gravity would just keep me pinned.
All right, so let's hop into, what do you give The Push? I give it like a 9. That was cool.
Yeah,
9,
that was great.
That was an insanely fucking original idea, too. Oh, it's so creepy. All right, so we're going to hop into Test of Tony. We watched The Italian Job. I like this a lot more than I thought I was going to. What about you?
It's Italian. Not as much as I remember liking it, for sure.
Really? I feel like the last time I remember seeing this was in theaters, and maybe on video, maybe on DVD, like 2 years after it came out, but that's like way old, right?
Oh, yeah. Like it's an old movie.
07?
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's gotta be around there.
I don't know. Either way.
It might even been way before that.
It has really predictable fucking like plot and like character growth. I'm like, it's like Ocean's 11's little aborted baby.
Oh,
I don't know.
Throw that on a poster.
What? That's my review.
Yeah.
Screen Cunt, Tony reviews.
I wish you could name the episode Screen Cunt.
Screen Cunt. With your host, Tony. I don't know. I mean,
2003, Lord
Some
in
of the characters were enjoyable. Most of them were just, I've seen that character on every other fucking heist
movie.
Oh,
I don't give a
movie.
Fuck about the characters and shit. I just thought, like, some of the fucking, like, ideals
the
and
fun.
Shit.
It's almost like watching National Treasure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you want to see the fucking cool mysteries.
That shit rocks, though.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah. What do you mean, on your phone?
No, no. Like, I started it today.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was like, dude, these mysteries are cool.
They are cool, man, and they're just ingrained in all those conspiracies, and it's creepy and scary and cool.
I love that.
Anyways, The Italian Job. Yeah, I guess you're right. The performances are not, like, that great.
No one.
Seth
no one
Green
did
isn't that good at all.
No.
Like, it's weird, because I like Seth Green a ton.
Neither was Mos Def.
But, like, watching that, I was like, yeah, he wasn't that good either. Maybe it's the time. Maybe it's the reflectiveness that we have now towards, like, actors.
Yeah, it looks like I'm just being force-fed.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, like, there's cool parts in it. There's unbelievable... Ah, yeah, I guess you're right. The movie wasn't that great. Now that I'm...
I mean, it's a fun...
Recalling.
There's fun missions.
I'd
you know
say,
what I mean?
I'd say a 5, because I'd probably rewatch that again.
Yeah, I'd give it, like, a 4.5 or a 5. It's like nothing I'll see again. But if the car chase is on TV, I'll watch it.
Yeah, there is some
there's
dope
some great
that,
car
yeah.
play there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Because that was, I think, what it was. Kind of like when you... It was a lot like... it was remake. And it was a remake like The French Connection. In the first one, there was tons of getaway driving.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
All right, so that will bring us into Movie of the Week. Oh, wait. Did you know that fucking Seth Green and, like, all them... Right when that came out, The Transporter was coming out.
Yeah.
And or maybe Crank.
One of the two.
Yeah, and Jason Statham was like, hey, why don't you guys come see my new movie? It's coming out. I'll get you guys in and shit like that. And they're like, all right, cool. And Seth Green was like, I was sitting there, and like the first scene, he like parachutes out and like kills 45 people and like lands on a train. And I'm like, I'm working with like the biggest action star like to be. And for a minute, he was. Like, that's so wild.
Oh, dude, those transporters made him huge.
It was really cool to hear his account, though, of like he's like, yeah, he was like very, like, he was just handsome Rob. He didn't do like that like insane shit. Fake driver for the entire scenes and stuff like that. That was his main action sequence. But fucking, like, he was just like, it was crazy to watch that dude like whoop so much ass everywhere on like top of a train.
Yeah.
All right, so movie of the week was I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore.
With Elijah Wood.
Yeah. And I'm bummed that I don't know the actress's name, because she fucking rocks in this movie.
Yeah.
You're not going to look it up?
I'm looking it up. I got slow hands.
Yeah, you do. You're like a fucking like sloth hands.
Just talk.
I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. This thing
Her
was
name
like,
is Melanie Lunsky.
Melanie Lunsky is incredible. You spend the first, like, I'd say, like, 30 minutes of the movie kind of getting to know her character. She acts so well. There's such a human element to her acting. It's so natural and shit like that, that you don't really feel like you're watching a movie. I don't know, her, to use a fucking phrase from my small friends on It, her choices are really, really good. I enjoy her like comedic performance in it like that, and Elijah Wood as well. He's fucking incredible in this movie.
I love it. I think it's fun.
Yeah, this movie, like I said, is like a super sleeper, because like you look at it and you're like, ah, right on. Looks kind of like emo and shit like that, and it is. But you watch it, and it's such a relatable fucking movie. The angst that you feel towards like a human just being a piece of shit, like that being the huge theme of the movie, is just really pretty.
I loved his character a lot.
His character was great. He had that kind of like naivety to make him feel like innocent.
Yeah.
But like protective, like that kind of like just true heartedness like towards another human.
He was almost like a Dwight Schrute. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, he was kind of like, yeah, probably on the spectrum.
Yep.
But I mean, like, just his values and stuff like that came through with that character so well, and it made you like adore him.
Yeah, no, it's a cool little movie.
It's fucking fantastic, and to describe it, it's like her house gets robbed, and she pursues that, and the most insane shit in a movie happens. Well, not the most insane shit in any movie.
But it is pretty fucking
wild. But, like,
wild.
How that movie turns is you'll be fucking thoroughly impressed by it, and also, like, happily surprised.
Yeah.
I know I was, because that movie gets violent.
Yeah, it does.
That movie gets sad as fuck. That movie has, like, it's such high highs and low lows. It's such a good fucking movie just in general. I give it, like, a 9. I love that movie.
Yeah, I give it an 8. It doesn't have as much rewatchability for me, but No, I loved it a lot. It's good.
Yeah, I guess like not so much rewatchability, but like the experience of the first time watching that movie is really fucking good. Like to have that experience is a neat thing to have. All right, so Tony's already fucking like looking up recipes to go make his food.
I'm not looking up recipes. I was looking up Elijah Wood's movie Grand Piano. I forgot what it was called, and it's fucking insane.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's really cool. A dude like puts him on stage and makes him play piano, and if he misses a note, he dies.
Hmm.
And he's like a professional pianist.
Pianist.
Yep. But he like starts kidnapping people around him, and when he takes breaks, like he fucks with them in the hallways and shit. But he always has like people hostage, so he has to do what he says live on stage.
Wow.
It's cool. It's a cool movie. It's called Grand Piano. Okay. So the test of Tony this week.
Next week.
Oh, yeah, next week.
Fuck.
Shut up.
It's his first time, folks. Give him a second.
I hate your guts.
Go ahead. Try it again.
Phantom Menace.
No, say the whole thing.
Star Wars.
Oh, fuck.
The Phantom Menace.
So next week's test of Tony.
Say what whole thing?
Like the phrase. I was going to cut it so you sound good.
Cut it so I sound good?
No, I'm kidding. I just wanted you to repeat it.
Son of a bitch.
I was trying to push you. Whatever it takes.
Are you done?
Okay.
Be done.
Next week is Test of Tony. We're doing The Phantom Menace, Star Wars Episode 1. And then Movie of the Week will be Mute. I believe that is a Netflix original.
The Movie of the Week will be Mute. And I think that's a Netflix original. See,
until
I can do it.
Until next time, go fuck Tony.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
that
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the ideas. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast, available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast. It's fantastic.